What is up, fellow humans and mutants alike? My name is Kyle. I am with Danny. And we are with, what do you want to name him? Alfred? Alfred the Fly.
Alfred the Fly.
Just hanging around.
Yeah, Alfie.
Yes, and today we are talking about episode one of Ms. Marvel, of course, right, Danny?
This was a trap.
This was a trap. You didn't know.
The doors are locked, my guy.
You didn't know. Let him out. Oh, you're trapped, man. We're talking about this. Didn't you? Don't you understand? It's all about the next generation. No, we're not going to talk about that. We are talking about The Boys today.
Yeah, boy.
Episodes 1 through 4 are currently out, and we are going to give you our thoughts. But first, I want to show Danny some videos in a segment that I call Danny Loses Faith in Humanity.
I mean, it's already a neutral position I'm at, but I mean, I can always lose more.
All right, let's do this. Let's make sure my shit's up. All right, here we go. You ready for this, Danny?
Oh, yeah.
All right, watch the monitor. We have a monitor now.
Shit.
Here we go.
I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender reassignment surgery along with hormone blockers.
This guy's gonna be a troll.
And access to
abortion. This guy's gonna be a troll.
This
is a troll.
Democracy.
Bullshit.
As Justin Trudeau always says.
You call bullshit?
I call bullshit already.
The suspenders.
That you people do not care about our children.
And that
these are the same people who refuse to obey the science and get fully vaccinated.
He's a guy on the right trying to make fun of a guy on the left.
Science!
He sold it well, though.
Right?
Jesus.
Look at that. Okay. There's 2 minutes of this, so you don't have to go with the whole
I get the gist of what I pick it up what he's put down.
Look at his plan in the background. We got like one Trump. Nazis, bad. Straight. Nazis bad.
What's with the color coding though? Like, so yeah. Trump's in black, Nazis is in red, and then straight's in green?
Yeah.
Like, but what's that mean though? Like,
it's
what's the difference?
It's like they're an ally. They're an ally.
This is straight or ally? Like, straight is go. Nazis is bad, so stop. Trump is black. He's like but trans is in the same color as Nazis. Did you notice this?
Shit.
They like a trans is in red, Nazis is in red. Straight to green.
You're getting at something.
Okay. They're both authoritarian communities. I don't know. Whatever. But I don't believe this is a real guy.
I think
this is a guy on the right trolling people on the left and just trying to fuck with everyone in general. I mean, it's funny. I mean, he's definitely selling it. There's a little bit of like things that I notice when he's saying it, that it seems like he's trying too hard to the point to be theatrical, and that's what makes me think there's a little bit of falsehood. But
there's a lot of that though. In reality,
yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but there's some, I don't know. There's sometimes you can tell when people are genuinely like freaking out versus when people are pepping it up a little bit. It's hard, but sometimes there's like a clear distinction to like when you watch a lot of movies in theater and things like that, you start to notice that like when people are, it's like when people talk normally, but then people talk in like a newscast, like when you talk to a normal newscaster outside of work, but then when you see them on the news, you're just like, there's a cadence you start to pick up on it, and you're like, okay, you're performing, you're not talking.
I get that a little bit. He definitely practiced this for sure. I mean, you got to practice some to a certain extent, but. You think he practiced too much. It's too leading on to the fact that he is a theatrics.
Well, he's like a character. He's trying to pretend to be a biological construct of social rhetoric instead of actually being one. Like, he's playing the role of one on television right now.
Okay. All right. We talked about...
I can't stop looking at this. It's just I don't care who you are. Which it's just like it's hacky anytime you bring suspenders into it. I don't care what their theme. Suspenders, there's never a time where suspenders aren't hacky.
So never take a person with suspenders.
You can't. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Belts, people. Belts.
Yeah. It's just, what the fuck?
We talked about the younger generation at one point, and we talked about certain. Leet speak, what we used to call it, is a new generation's leet speak, mainly from Fortnite and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let me know what this woman is saying.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to try to get through this video without crying, but I need to address this and take accountability. To all my PogChamps and Piss Babies, I'm sorry, Pilled. To all the Himbo Simps and Normie Incels.
Okay, so Himbo Simps and Normie Incels. What do you think she? What do you think she's talking about there?
I'm about 50-50 on what she said. Half of it I follow, the other half I'm not for the like Himbo? What is that? Oh, is that like bimbo but like men? Maybe? Okay, I'm inferring too much. I don't know.
That's a better guess than I would have made. Himbo.
Yeah, I would assume.
Boy man.
It just reminds me of like those weird jokes in like the late 90s and early 2000s where they would put woman in the replace of the word men when men would naturally come up. Like instead of saying he-man, they would have said like he-woman. Okay. And they just throw that in there. So that's when I hear himbo, I almost think like they're trying to make fun of men specifically because bimbo was a derogatory term towards women. Himbo would be a derogatory alternate towards men. But I've seen so many bullshit things like this that my mind is naturally able to connect these blocks now. And that's a terrible trait to have picked up. I don't want this skill.
Himbo, a dumb, naive man who, despite looking like an asshole, is actually sweet, respectful, and kind. So, yeah, you pretty much got it.
Oh, weird.
For the most part, he's like the naive man.
Mm. But the fact that she's using these words while trying to be emotionally distraught.
Oof. All right, let's keep going.
F in the chat. A horny posted on Maine, and that was cringe-core to say the least. I'm working hard to stop being the shit-lib Sigma cum lord. I'm working...
Alright.
I mean, you should never aspire to be the Sigma cum lord, but I mean, if you get it somehow, then fucking lean into it. Like, rep that shit. Rep that shit. You are the Sigma cum lord. There's only one.
She's taking pride of it. She's a little like quivering in her voice a little bit, so she's not. She's hesitant. She's definitely, but she's at least being confident and courageous about her cum lordiness. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a take I'll have on that once we get through this video that I'll kind of explain.
Okay. Let's keep.
But let's dig into this
every day. Be the turbocharged mommy dom gamer girl that I know that I can be. Mm. In the past, I've been on power cringe mode, but I'm built different now. I'm based in Chadpilled, and I hope you all can see that.
Okay.
She's used like cringe twice now. Is that like, that's just like pepper that it? That's like when we're doing ad libs? It's ridiculous. So.
I need a big cope. My vibes have apology energy right now.
My vibes have apology. Like, she couldn't just say, like, I'm sorry.
I'm sympathetic. It's my vibes.
Those are the words you're looking for.
If you want to be verbose and not say I'm sorry, my vibes have apology energy right now.
My vibes. I'm going to use that, actually.
I used to say I apologize to be, like, somewhat different. And instead of saying I'm sorry, I used to be like, I apologize. But now, like, I feel, like, almost normalized by this. Like, I didn't take it far enough. Fuck.
Yeah, I guess not, man. You got to step it up. All right.
I just hope you guys are forgiveness build.
Forgiveness build. Forgiveness build.
All right.
Built for forgiveness, I guess.
So the way I looked at it before this is that there's the people who are genuinely into it and then are being sincere, and then there's the people who are faking it. But then there's also the other people who want to be into it but don't know how to be genuine about it, so they try to fake it to make it kind of situation.
Sure.
And I feel like her emotional response is almost a form of acting, but at the same time, she's trying to be genuine, but she doesn't know how to do it. Well, like, she wants to cry, but she doesn't know how to cry.
It's a TikTok video, so to a certain extent, you gotta assume that all of them want attention.
Correct.
To a certain point, right?
We're all narcissists at this point.
Take it is another thing, right?
Yeah, so it's like she's still stuck in this gray area where she hasn't transitioned from faking it to making it, and she's still trying to do the fake it part. And she believes what she's saying, I can tell you that much, but at the same time, there's a level of like her genuosity hasn't quite reached its fever pitch yet. And it's kind of, I mean, not to quote her, but it was cringe. not to use one of her phrases that she tried to pepper in 9 times. But yeah, man, sad apology times for all.
This is how the, I believe, the streamer girls talk to the chat. It's like a very, like, one-sided thing, these video makers.
Well, the quote-unquote content creators have a very, very ubiquitous way of talking that they pick up over time and all kind of emulate. You start to notice that people from Australia and people from fucking Canada, they start all sounding the same. They're like normal dialect and inflections and their common sayings, their phrases and so on and so forth start to get ebbed out by a form of like globalization in the form of internet speak, if you will, or just content creator speak specifically.
Sure.
And it's like, so they all, everyone's kind of imitating each other, and they all start to talk and sound like PewDiePie or something like that, so on, as like a mold, if you will.
He
could be, because of his success and how quick and all that, I mean, he could be the easiest reference point to a lot of these people that are like, I want that $1 billion, so I'm going to talk like PewDiePie, and I'm from fucking, you know, an English-speaking part of Bangladesh. And so instead of having my normal local dialect and inflection and catchphrases, I'm now going to start adopting his, and everyone starts doing that.
Yeah. PewDiePie's been trying to get into Japan since COVID. Like, if he can't get in, I have absolutely no chance.
Is there, like, something specifically? Like, is there, like, a reason?
Just COVID. And
no, no, what's his draws? Like, he just wants to go to Japan?
All those Twitch streamers are going to, like, Japan. You got, like, the Trash Taste guys, which are, like, all the, like, big anime YouTubers.
So it's like they're making their content just off of, like, watch me travel. Ah!
Yeah. Pretty much doing stuff. Although, yeah, pretty much.
The irony is those people want to be there, but instead of being there, they're just paying for this guy to be there.
I mean, their audience is 12-year-olds, so...
Hey, I mean, I get it. You can't travel yet. You want to live vicariously. You want to learn things. But, I mean, there's actual videos and, like, things that are explaining the tourism behind that stuff.
Exactly.
Instead of a guy like, look, we buy a pizza from a vending machine. It's got octopus on it. Use panties. Look at this. It's ridiculous.
And I see that on, like, TikTok and Instagram now in, like, short bits. It's just like, yeah, look at the leaves. This is what Japan is like. And I'm just like, no. You are curating this very weird experience.
You're propping up a niche aspect as like the norm, and that's not giving the people the tour that they're trying to seek. It may not be disingenuous for him, but it's disingenuous for the audience to believe that that's giving them the insight that they want.
Yeah,
but that's people cheating themselves, so it's like, what do you do?
Yeah,
what are you doing? You're gonna cheat yourself. I can't stop you.
Exactly. All right, one more for now. We might play some more cringy ones later. This one's more lighthearted. He goes around to cons and does stuff like this.
Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me, I love your Pikachu cosplay. Excuse me, I love your Sabrina the Teenage Witch cosplay. Excuse me, I love your Ash Ketchum cosplay.
It's not even close.
Excuse me, I love your Xena Warrior Princess cosplay.
Really?
Excuse me, Zelda is my favorite Mario character.
the reach for the Master Sword. That was it. All the fucking suspenders is back.
Suspenders.
I love your liberal cosplay.
Lighthearted.
Was it one of those people like a kid of Roseanne or something like that? Like the Ash Ketchum one was like,
no,
it's like, that's not even right. She turned Roseanne for a second. The Xenia lady was pissed. I think she got legitimately offended. That was a little more lighthearted.
It was lighthearted. It was fun.
I respect this man's dedication.
I have some cringier ones that I'll save, but we'll start with that. We'll dip our toes before we dive in to more things that make us Luth Faith. And Luth Faith.
We're going to Luth that away with a loofah. We're going to scrub it away.
Scrub it away. Let's talk to boys.
All right.
Episodes 1 through 4.
1 through 4.
Are out. Wide kind of view. How do you feel?
About
that so far?
It has the making to be the best season yet of the 4. Mm-hmm. Easily.
Yeah.
due to it kind of returning to form of what you want out of the boys, like the group together beating the shit out of Supes, and the nods to the comics that are getting brought in organically. The things that people were wanting them to pay off on or have that they didn't really have in the beginning are now starting to transition into normalcy for the episode. And I like that. I think it's great. It feels good. It feels like I'm getting what I want from the comic while still getting a coherent progression of the characters that I like and the way that they should be represented.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel more or less a similar way. There's moments that I, you know, I'm just like whatever about, but for the most part, it's tight, it's concise, it's getting to the point. We're not... One thing that television since like the beginning of something like Breaking Bad, which did it good, we started seeing it in like Fear the Walking Dead, where, or not Fear the Walking Dead, just The Walking Dead, where you have a moment, and that moment is one season. And instead of like a, maybe like a situation is usually a season that is played out.
We got now a lot of content to get out, so we have to stretch this moment.
Stretch this moment.
Stretch this resolution.
Infinity. And it's really easy. Like, I don't like a lot of these shows that have these moments that are stretched out. I don't consider the actors actors, because all you have to do is go like this. Look off for a little bit, and the cameraman does everything in slow motion, the musician does everything to make it dramatic. You're just staring off for like a long period of time.
There's not an actual progression happening. It's just the illusion of it because time is passing.
Yeah. We're not getting that. We got a lot of that in season one, I felt. In two a little bit, too. I feel like Homelander pretty much kept season one together. It was kind of all over the place. Season two was kind of more focused, but stretched out way too long. It was like more or less I felt like season two was like should have been like episode one. All of it.
Yeah, yeah, there was such little progression that they could have gotten to that point easily in one episode if they did the timing right and they didn't try to stretch for time on a lot of scenarios.
Exactly.
I mean, they have this problem that, and I'm glad you said The Walking Dead, because they're the ones that I feel like champion this the worst, is the need to tell the double story with the current present timeline story being paralleled with a previous prequel timeline, and they're revealing both in tandem, like going back and forth. Like when they'll cut to scenes, yes. They won't cut to the next scene in the freaking episode present. They'd be like, and now we're going to do a segment from the past that's still carrying that other story that's eventually going to get us to where we were at the start of the present. And I'm like, okay, that's fine if you want to do it in one episode, or if you want to do an entire episode about the past.
Right.
That's cool. Let's get it one done. But it's like The Walking Dead did it throughout the entire fucking series at some point. The Fear of Walking Dead was a literal series about that. And it just got, it gets so much to the point where I'm like, no, just progress the current timeline with the stories and build from there. Stop doing the Star Wars approach and mine out your past and just move forward with character development. People seem so afraid to develop characters and let growth happen. Even though characters get older and time passes in real life, the show doesn't seem to allow that. You're just like, Carl's 10 years old. And I'm like, that is a 17-year-old boy. Like, he's got facial hair. Fuck
it's
you.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, The Boys does that a little bit. Not as much as some of the, like I said, The Walking Dead, but The Boys definitely have that problem.
The Boys had that problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing it too much this season. So we start off finally seeing what was it called again? The movie.
Oh, The Seven. Seven, yeah.
The Rise of the Seven something like that. It was the director's cut, essentially. It was pretty much a Snyder cut.
It was a Snyder cut, yeah.
Spot
it was,
on.
Yeah.
And we made this point before, is that like where the comic itself, what you saw was essentially crappy things being played out by the superheroes, and they would kind of spread their propaganda of how good they were through their comics, where this we're seeing like a lot of media, a lot of television, a lot of reality shows.
Well, yeah, the comics were better at parodying comic books, whereas the show is like a good parody in the MCU.
It's needed, needed to be parodied.
Well, I guess the DCU too.
Yeah, it mirrors what it is doing, essentially. So it works pretty well, I like that. So we start off in this movie. We get this pretty good scene, and then we get Charlize Theron.
Yeah, that's a reveal.
Playing Stormfront, yeah. which was ridiculous. Just her like saying like Ubermensch and stuff like that. Just so like. It was too dramatic, overly dramatic, like on purpose. Obviously.
I mean, like the whole like Homelanders, we're gonna take you out, you Nazi bitch. Yeah. Just like that.
It's ridiculous.
That was interesting to see that they were gonna go that route with like the propaganda. But at the same time, I was like, man, I kind of want to see that movie.
I kind of wish
they would release that as like
at least a short.
You know, like they put like the stuff on like
five-minute short,
like the VOD International, like where they do the TV show, the weird fucking Tucker Carlson wannabe show, and then they have the PSAs and all that shit, put it in there, pepper it in as a short, like you said. That'd be perfect. Could be like 15-20 minutes,
and we see that Tucker Carlson guy actually on this season.
Yeah, that was the first time they tied that in.
He tied it into what they were doing throughout, I guess, that the year. So years kind of passed, right? And the boys are more or less, we got Kimiko, we got Serge, we got Frenchie, and we got Butcher. They're doing their thing, working for the CIA. What is it called? The SBA? FSBA, the Federal Superhero Bureau Agency, something like that.
Something like that. The acronyms get kind of confusing after a while, especially in this show, because there's a decent amount of them.
Yeah. And we get Vic the Veep, right? And and we get Huey working with her, essentially. And he's pretty much, he's got like corner office, you know.
He's in it. He's heavily entrenched behind enemy lines.
Yeah, Uptown Girl.
He doesn't even know it. Just Billy Ellis
during this scene. But yeah.
Music's been on point this season. That's
Yeah. I dig it. We get a lot more of, because, you know, Huey's perspective, we get a lot of, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Jersey Boys, Piano Man.
Oh, Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, right?
Oh, you threw me off for a second. Piano Man. Jersey Boy, Huey.
we get a lot of Billy Joel. This season we get a lot of like, we got, what's it called? NWA once or twice.
Yeah,
so it looks like it's switching from like, MM's perspective.
And don't forget, they released A-Train's hit single.
Oh, don't forget about that. Yeah, here comes the A-Train.
And then what was the License to Drive by that wannabe boy band?
I forgot the name of the band.
They called the Star, something like that.
He was called Speed or Sonic.
Supersonic or Sonic Speed or something like that.
I think it's Supersonic.
Dude missing a face. That's what he's called now.
He is now missing a face. We will get to that.
Spoiler. That song was funny though, provocative, because they kept saying like stuff about how the girl's 17, like they purposely were bringing it up.
So creepy. I was like, that's the thing. It's always like showing you like they're pushing, like they're taking like Jonas Brothers and kind of showing you exactly what they are.
Yeah,
what they're doing, saying it out loud.
Yeah, their ability to satirically critique like the norms in our society is and make it also like entertaining is spot on.
Yeah. Definitely. So the boys are trying to get back together, right? And you know, we got MM. He's not with his family anymore. He's taking some Lexapro, trying to calm his nerves. You know, hanging out with his daughter.
Which his alternate storyline I've been the least interested in, because his original comic book storyline is so much more bizarre,
and just
grotesque and fascinating because of all that level of intensity that his just being like trying to be a father and like be there. Like, this is too grounded. Like they gave him the short straw, it almost feels like. So when it cuts to that stuff, it feels much more like the previous seasons where they're trying to do more of a procedural drama and less like a show about superheroes that murder each other.
And we talked about this too. Like, not only did they do that, but they also dragged it out. They had a perfect scene where you showed his motivation, why you need to return. Like, he's so focused on Soldier Boy that he couldn't pay attention to the food and his daughter, and it freaked him out.
You remember when he squeezed that chair at the end of that one episode?
Oh, yeah,
and he was just like, just angry at
that video.
It was just like, man, dude, you're unstable as fuck.
But that was good enough. And then they showed another scene of him talking about the previous scene. I hate when they do that, where they have to spell it out for the dum-dums. And it's frustrating.
Well, him and his ex-wife have like literally the same conversation, and the stepdad is constantly playing this role of like the representation of embodying what he hates most. Like, he'll dress up as characters from The Seven and things like that and celebrate it. And he just sits there and he's like, fucking, hey, man, I hate this guy. I want to kill him, but I can't.
Yeah.
But that's every scene. Every time he goes to that family, the ex-wife has the same argument with him. He says the same thing apologetically, and then the guy walks out dressed as Homelander. And it's like, what the fuck?
So weird.
You're trapped in this loop.
It's
go drink your mama's breast milk and murder somebody.
Drink some breast milk and fuck some shit up. Yeah, so that's a good storyline that they're not really playing. I wonder if they're going to reveal maybe he is the soup this whole time situation.
Or maybe that, like, that was a falsehood, because, like, then they write out his brother and we never get, like, the tragedy of his brother is so much better than just fucking, you know, their family getting murked by Captain America. Like, whatever.
Dude, that shit was brutal, the way his brother died.
I mean, I get it. You're like, oh, this is a Captain America-esque character. It's killing our family and breaking, like, you know, our perspective on it. And they show a video of him as a child, like, enjoying, like, watching PSAs and shit like that. And then it's like, okay, that's kind of interesting, but his brother's actual comic book death is so brutal because of how his brother's portrayed, how he's portrayed, how fucked up their lives already are. It's so much more interesting and complex.
Like, yeah,
do you think TV's just not ready for that level of... It's like a thing you can get away with in comics, not so much in television.
I feel like you could mainstream do the television. Kind of like the broken, like, neighborhoods route with it and take it that angle, and it would work pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, like living on your stoop kind of shit, you know? I get you. I get you. That actually, especially if they go, like, old-timey with Brooklyn and... Ah, man, missed opportunity. That would have worked pretty well for character drama and, like, to play on it. Make it like a Do the Right Thing meets the Boys. Shit. Oh, that one. Now I'm just mad.
And then that flashback while he was gripping, there wasn't a brother. So.
Nope. Nah, no, that shit is just
gone. Just him. So it looks like they are wiping that storyline out. So, yeah, he's motivated to get back in. We find out, or Huey, I should say, finds out that,
his boss is a fucking soup.
Yeah, she's a soup. She's 100%
a soup. The head poppin' soup that fucking murdered half of, like, that congressional meeting.
Which we found out at the end of season two. She was hanging out. We saw her kill.
That was the closer.
Yeah, the closer. That was pretty much the closer.
Was that closer season two? That was three.
Season two. We're watching season three.
Oh, shoot. I thought we were on season... I thought this was season four. See? Yeah. I'm all confused. I've added an extra season out of nowhere.
There you go. I want to see that there extra season. Where'd it go?
Oh, you know what it is? It's because of that miniseries they put out.
Yeah.
That threw me off.
All those... Yeah. So he finds out that she's a soup. There's, like, this guy that's coming around calling her... what's her original name? I forget her original name.
Nadia. Is it Nadia?
Nadia, yeah, that's it. And Huey catches on to that. And when they leave one day, she sees them meeting, and we see
one of her old childhood friends.
Yeah, we see her kill. We see her kill him.
Yeah, because they both have similar powers too. Like, she's got, like, a weird kind of scanner's version of telekinesis, where he had just, like, a baseline telekinesis.
Was it based out of his hands?
Like, yeah, he just kind of, like, pushed her back and she fell.
That's all.
She's just like, "Well, I'll blow up your head. Fight over."
Yeah,
and that's how that went.
And that's how Huey finds out that he's been working for a soup the whole time.
The blood rains down on him while he's hiding behind a trash can. It's great.
Oh, we did miss out on your favorite scene, right? The dick scene.
Oh, God.
Right?
No, that was not my favorite scene. That's close. That's in the top five, but that's not. That's probably five. But that was. Oof.
It's the Thanos realized. Oh. Everyone wanted to see what happens if Ant-Man just goes up that butt. This time it's the just dick,
the,
though.
Up the prostate, yeah.
This time's the dick. Now, I have had STD. Checks, like the ones where they literally jam a thing up your urethra.
Wow.
It is not fun. I don't see how he wasn't enjoying that at all.
Do you remember that documentary, like, it's like Pimps Up, Hose Down? It was like Showtime, HBO or something like that. Chappelle used to talk about it.
Yes.
Well, I will always remember, I was probably like from 12, 13 years old, I'll always remember the, like, candid interview with, like, the lady, and she's like, hey, this one dude would have me, like, put things up his pee hole, like dimes. One time he had me put, like, a piece of barbed wire and pull it out slowly. Never forget that. Like, I still feel the cringe and fear of that moment to this day. Wow. I'm just like, so apparently people like having things put up at their pee hole, but You know, people like putting things up, a lot of things. You can't stop people. We got orifices, and people are going to try and find a way to plug them at things. You give humanity enough time, they'll put whatever they can up there. Oof. I wonder how many pee hole fetishes this that episode specifically spawned.
Good question.
And people are like, I never have put anything up there. Maybe there is something. But
something up the pee hole?
I mean, how did he get to that logic, though, where he is just like, I'm going to turn tiny, and I'm going to go inside your dick, and then, like, what, tickle it from the inside? Like, I don't know if that's...
He was going for the prostate, right?
Okay, so he
was going for the prostate. That would have been something.
Like, how does that... So was he, like, fucking... He's going to just hug the prostate or hump it?
Because he's inside it.
Is he going to jerk off onto his prostate?
He's going through the urethra. Oh my God.
If he came, like, that'd be so, like, he could drown. Yeah. Like, he drowned in that cocaine. He could have been drowning in semen.
Exactly. But yeah, he blows up. Fantasy revealed. Mm-hmm. You get to see that moment. If you wanted to see Ant-Man up Thanos' ass, watch episode 1.
Yeah.
It's there.
We get the nod.
We do get the nod. We do get the nod. So in episode 2, we get revealed that... Actually, in episode 1, we get this. But episode 2 kind of plays it out more. Is that Butcher is given 24-hour V.
Yeah.
By Maeve, Queen Maeve. Mm-hmm. And in the comics, pretty much 24-hour V... was kind of what V was, right? For the most part?
Okay, because the version they had was like a watered-down, synthesized version that they would use for their operation.
And that's the thing. Like, other people were making and manufacturing their own different Vs. Like, what's her name? Little Nina, which is now being played out in this season, is... that was her main thing. She was just distributing V, like, to Russia.
Correct. Yeah, she was like a black market dealer of it, And it's weird because when in the comics Butcher got it, it was just super strength. I don't remember. Did he have laser eyes at all?
I think they all just had super strength.
Yeah, like he's like an exact analog of Homelander. It was weird.
I mean, they're
like, running, I get it. They're rivals, but
they're running that parallel hard into the ground.
It's a little too on the nose.
The thing with the dad in season 2 was where I was like, come on, guys, I get it.
Yes,
I get it.
Yes,
stop this.
Like, that's why when this happened, it was like, okay, this is all there. You guys are not, you're not letting up on this.
Yeah,
but then Dewey's was like teleporting, which was cool. It is like teleporting that doesn't take your clothes either. So he was just naked when he did
naked,
as he fisted into a dude like through his chest.
It's great.
That was dope. And he was like, moment. I love how like awkward he was about it too. And he's just like, oh God, I'm inside him. What do I do? He's like apologizing to him while he's dead. He's like, I'm sorry. I mean, that was cool. I was hoping maybe Butcher would have got something.
That made me happy when he had V. When Hugh got the V, I was happy. He finds out, right? Hughie finds out. They go to, I guess, her and Starlight. They just kind of like do their own thing, right? Mm-hmm. They go to the daycare center of Soups. You see Madeline Stilwell's kid hanging out there, pointing him out, ratting him out, pretty much.
Yep, fucking piece of shit.
So he has superpowers. If you want to know what happened to that baby,
yeah, he's still plotline that they're maybe going to reference Island.
Who knows? Who knows if they'll ever bring that back around? Remember the chick that left the institution last season that was just had like super crazy, like pretty much like crush you powers.
Yeah,
she's the plot line that's like left. Who knows? They're not gonna wrap that up. I don't think they're gonna wrap that up.
I'm hoping, but. As much as they stretch for time on certain things, and they might not, they might just override it with other bullshit.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Essentially, he was just running a scan on their computer, taking all their files, and that's where he solidified the truth that not only is what's her name, Vicky? Vic the Veep. I just want to call her Vic the Veep, but it's her name and is Vicky, right? Vicky?
I don't know. You're talking about Nadia?
Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah, I'm talking about Nadia.
Yeah.
Her name is Victoria. So mm-hmm. I already forgot her last name.
See, I just, after they revealed her name, I forgot her original one and went on from that because characters just pop in and out so quick in the show that sometimes I'm like, all right, what were you called last time? What was your superhero name? Fuck.
Yeah. So she's Nadia, mm-hmm. and not only that, but I guess you could say the CEO of kind of adopted her. I can't think of his name. Why am I sucking on names?
It's all right. It's this. These characters are not as important.
CEO
as,
man. It's
as
CEO
you would expect.
Man.
So their names aren't always prominent.
So CEO man technically doesn't adopt
Gustavo.
Her. It's like a weird like Breaking Bad. I'm gonna pseudo adopt you type of thing.
That guy's so typecasted. He plays the same he's character everything. In everything just I've ever villain. Watched him in.
Just a villain now.
But he's just like a smooth-talking, like, I control everything villain.
Yeah.
He's at first it was like kind of interesting, but it's like, no, this is the one dynamic.
Yeah. It's definitely hit the peak and this went down.
Try to cast an episode where cast him in something where he's like, I'm just going to try and be an every guy. Yeah. That would be funny.
Something different.
Show me you have fucking range.
Something different, yeah.
But he gets betrayed.
He gets betrayed. We'll talk about that in a sec. Before that... We will talk about, so they're essentially, the boys are now trying to investigate what is up with Soldier Boy, right?
Yeah, so they're trying to find out what killed Soldier Boy.
We get two stories, right? We get the one where Kimiko and Frenchie, they go and meet with, what's her name? Scarlet Countess or something like that, which she has Scarlet Witch powers, essentially. They're their version of the Scarlet Witch, right?
Yes, yes.
She sings a song. Mm-hmm. They kind of slap her around. She runs away, and she accidentally kills a fucking dude in a suit. It sucks to be that dude working fucking minimum wage and just, like, he gets shot and...
Yeah, he just got iced out of nowhere. Yeah. He's just fucking side casualty, and he's like, I hate my life. I'm dead.
So no information on that end, but then we go to... Butcher, who goes to it's like VAT Rifle Association.
Yeah,
right? And essentially we meet with Gunpowder doing like a panel, right? And he's doing his thing.
Yeah, and he wants to shake him down for info about where like the rest of the members of the team are and what are the whereabouts on Soldier Boy's is like who you can find out information about Soldier Boy's death.
Yeah, exactly. You can see they're hitting every market. It's just showing you that like VAT's pretty much in everything here. Mm-hmm. Fucking Pop-Tarts, VAT. Fucking your guns, VAT.
Mm-hmm. They're like that dark corporation that secretly has parent company or has subsidiaries everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And this one's all about catering to the Guns and Christ crowd. Mm-hmm. So Gunpowder. Mm-hmm.
It's a demographic.
He essentially, Butcher kind of tries to blackmail him about being diddled by
Soldier Boy, which is just like a lie, but he's still using it. He's like, I'll still tell people it. Yeah. It was just like a weird blackmail. He's like, he doesn't have evidence or anything like that, but he does have a report that he filed originally that Soldier Boy would like be abusive of him, but it was hazing. It was like he would strong arm him. There was nothing sexual about it. He just was kick the shit out of him, I bet, from time to time. He was his punching bag. And he probably wasn't down with that, so he tried to complain, and that didn't go anywhere because, Soldier Boy was like their timeline's homelander.
Yeah. Yeah. Where was I going next with that? Okay, so they kind of brush that off. It doesn't work. No information was gained. Goes to the parking garage, and Gunpowder's waiting for him. Shootout begins. And we get to see Gunpowder kind of do like a crazy, like, Deadshot type.
Some fucking wanted shit with James McAvoy where he's like wanted, bouncing bullets and getting him to rotate and shit.
Yeah. And essentially, Butcher gets away from that situation with a scratch. Small scratch from a bullet.
Kills him. Murders him because he took the Compound V. So he's all souped up and he's like, at first, he's like, I don't want to kill anyone. That was my thing. I promised Huey. And then by this episode, he's like, I'm breaking it.
Well, that's the thing. Like because he meets Gunpowder twice, right? And then he goes, he leaves, and then he talks to Huey. It's like, you're right. Things are cool. We don't have to fight anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's just all like, nah, man. Let me tell you about this head popper named Vic the Veep, which I'm still going to call her that, even though she's not. Victoria. Newsom. Nope, that's our governor. Sorry.
How unfortunate.
Newsom is our governor.
He's popping heads out there.
He's popping heads. Our governor's popping heads. Watch out. Watch out for Newsom. He essentially tells Butcher, and he's just like, all right, injects the V, round two with Gunpowder, And yeah, he takes him to town. Murders him, yeah. Just punches him, and then he like rages out and just lasers him in half. And he essentially like
he doesn't laser him. Doesn't he just keep punching him until there's nothing left?
Well, he punches him to death. He's already dead. And then he like rages out, and then he slices him in the car in half.
Oh yes, that's
already,
true.
He was already dead.
I forgot about that part.
But he still like slices his head off.
Yeah, just fucking decimates the remains, if you will. Close casket funeral, essentially.
Yeah.
Pre-cremates.
And before he kills him, he tells him that their CIA handler during this mission was essentially their boss.
The founder of the boys. So he's like, oh, shit. And she and they were doing a mission in South America during the whole Iran-Contra Cold War crisis with the rebellions and the Cuban Missile Crisis shit, all that stuff tying together in South America. They were running their own little rebellion ring that she was handling their team.
Yeah.
Which I can't... What's the name of their team again? I keep saying, I want to say Deep Six, and I'm like, no, that's someone...
You're talking about the team from the
Soldier
past.
Boys team.
It was the name of the first episode. Oh, shit.
Power Pack, yeah.
Power Pack! No. You got it!
I want to say...
I'm looking it up on the server
goodness.
As we speak.
My mind's being flooded with like a bunch of like X-Men hero teams and none of them are in. Oh, my goodness. It's like the...
Power something, though.
Power Squad.
We're going to get this. We're going to get to the...
Deep Seven. Power 7.
Everyone's going to love me for it.
P. Diddy. And,
Payback.
Payback. Okay. Bam. I knew it was P something.
Yeah, Payback.
Payback. All right.
P. Diddy. Yeah. P. Diddle. Diddle.
Pay Which
diddle.
At first, Gunpowder and Payback kept becoming synonymous. I kept calling Gunpowder. Like throughout the episode, I kept thinking, I was like, oh, Payback's here. And I'm like, no, that's the team. Yeah. He's Gunpowder. Damn it. Fuck.
Yeah, so we got Gunpowder, we got...
Which is way different in the comics. Fucking Stormfront was on Payback in the comics.
Yes. He was the leader. And Soldier Boy's team was from the World War II era.
Yes.
So they're changing a lot of stuff up.
Yeah, he's more Vietnam era now.
So we find out that essentially Colonel was like... had Payback put on their team, and they're not trained. They're just people with powers, and shit goes down. And someone should talk to the boys about the Colonel, man, because she has superpowers based off how she survived.
Destructible. She's like Scarlet Witch in this episode, where she's like she gets blown up 4 times and thrown, and like every time she just gets up with like gunpowder and schmutz on her face, and maybe like a little trail of blood. She's just like, yeah, I'm good. I mean, you'd be deaf and like disoriented, but she just gets up and she's like, I got to move this scene forward. I got to keep running.
Got to keep going. Gotta keep going.
I'm a badass, independent female, and I get shit done.
Yeah, it doesn't go well. And we find out
we see the proto Black Noir.
Black Noir,
who
which
is a black
guy. So, which we saw in the last season when he kind of lifted his face. It was also a black guy for a second. So it doesn't seem like they're going with the Homelander story for the most part. I mean, they might be still, but just not him being a clone of Homelander.
Maybe it's the clone of Homelander wearing the original Black Noir skin. But only from behind, you could see it.
Interesting.
It just, but on the face, it'll be Homelander. I don't know. That version of Homelander, the original one, is pretty fucked up and crazy. Yeah. He could do something like that.
True. You're not wrong. But yeah, it seems like they're changing that storyline. What do you think if they're going with it?
I mean, I have a feeling it may come down to a fight between the two of them, but... That Black Noir, when they showed him throwing down, he's just like a knife guy. Like, he's just like, I stab things and I do knife stuff. And then at the end of that flashback, he was like disfigured, crispy. Missing a Very chunk crispy. Of his head. And like,
a little bit of head. He was missing a lot of face. A lot of face is gone. Yeah.
Cooked and warped and burnt and scarred. Mm. Yeah, so that could pick up into something cool, or that could just be just like a red herring and then turn out to be something completely different.
Who knows? I think it's still going to be a similar ending, but just not a clone.
Yeah. Maybe just, and he's still like just brain dead and confused.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'll fight you, Homelander. And then he just kills him.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Let's see. All right, so let's talk about, I guess, the whole, like, show going on. While this is all happening with the boys, Starlight's doing this reality show to figure out the next two members of the Seven.
It's like The Bachelor, but it's for like, recruiting a new character.
It literally is like some trashy reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially one of the contestants is Drummer Boy turns Supersonic, which they changed, right? I think Drummer Boy and Supersonic were two characters, two different characters in the comic. I guess they just kind of confused them.
Yeah.
And Drummer Boy was a super asshole in this. This guy seems kind of nice and probably misleading. I can't tell if he was genuine when he said that he loved her and he was just like, I'm just kidding.
No, I think he was good. I think that's why they killed him off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like they wanted him to be like a legit.
Nice. He's literally too nice. He has to go.
They wanted that loss to hold weight, and that's why they made him a good guy, because it was a real ally that she lost.
Yeah.
Whereas like if it would have been a turn and he betrayed her, then that would have been the big thing. And that's essentially what happened with A-Train. Is A-Train was the real bad guy.
Yeah.
And betrayed everyone. And they still try to make him sympathetic, which is confusing because it's like you try to make him sympathetic only because like he's recasted as a black person in this and not the comics. And like so they focus on his ethnicity. But it's like A-Train's such a horrible person that when he like tries to speak out and say things, I just don't believe it. I'm like, well, it you care about lives, but you
to everyone else though too.
It well it is, but then it's like to us as the audience, they're trying to portray it as real, like his concerns and all that. But it's like he murders people accidentally all the time, and he has no fucking. Literally, the show started.
You shouldn't
on that.
Feel any sympathy.
Yeah, I was like, you cannot salvage his character, but even by like trying to put that twist on it, which feels like a little ham-fisted because they normally make fun of stuff like that. Like, they even had the best part in the season was when they had the fake Pepsi commercial for, was it the Turbo Power? What's his energy
Turbo
drink?
Boost? Turbo Boost. Turbo Power or something like
Turbo
that.
Turbo Boost, yeah. I want to try that. I hope that's a real thing.
Oh, they're going to make it. They're going to make it.
That commercial was great when he got between the cops and, like, gave one and the protesters and he gave one to the cop. And the cop just started dancing after he drank it.
I was like,
it's like that tone deaf Kylie Jenner Pepsi commercial.
Yeah, same vibe. Yeah,
but then afterwards he was all bummed and he was like, oh, "I can't believe I did this." And I'm like, "I don't believe you're bummed. Like, I believe you'd have been fine with it. You're a piece of shit."
Even his family doesn't believe him.
Yeah, like nobody. Yeah, because he's a genuine like people are wise to his bullshit, but the writers seem to like play fast and loose with that.
I imagine he's gonna turn good if we're focusing so much on him.
And then we forget like how many horrible things. Like he literally got a good guy killed and murdered. Like he might as well pulled the trigger on that dude and get his face crushed in because him telling Homelander got him killed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more or less the same thing.
It's fucking nuts.
It is ridiculous. So they're playing out this reality show and essentially they pick there's this like back and forth between Homelander and Starlight that's kind of just like he's kind of losing it.
Yeah, because she's been made co-captain at this point because her ratings, she tests better in the ratings. Mm-hmm. Or she's neck and neck. Homelander's fallen because of his breakdowns.
Yeah.
So now he has to share leadership, and essentially there's this power struggle that's going on, and it plays out through the show.
Yeah, and we're seeing them kind of back and forth, like, I got you on this, I got you on this.
Their parallels
kind of like are more of a Cold War between the two.
But their contrast is too monolithic. Like he's like, I just want this generic guy to join the team, and she's like, I want this poor Muslim woman who's been struggling and fighting for good her entire life. Don't you see, Homelander, I'm trying to do what's good. It's like, why doesn't she just, I would have been fine with Starlight being selfish and being like, yeah, I want my friend to be on the team, instead of like they're trying to make Starlight into fucking Jesus. She's just like, I'm just trying to, clothe the poor and feed the homeless.
And they made her kind of turn a little bit in last season where she's like not a naive girl anymore.
Correct. And then they're that like growth they're backpedaling on.
Backpedaling a little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
100%.
Just a little bit.
It's a clear distinction. And it's like that character that lost, I don't even remember if Silverlight was her name or something, Silvershine. But it's like they made her too much of like the sympathetic character. Where she's just this poor girl in a burqa. She lost.
Right.
But yeah, that whole stick with the game show, and that was kind of a funny part of the season, and that's how you get the fight between Starlight and Homelander is on TV essentially, yeah, like, instead of off the battlefield.
He winds up her about like essentially making him his girlfriend.
Yeah,
making Starlight his girlfriend,
because that's the reveal at the TV end of the TV show. Yeah. Is that he picks her ex boyfriend to win and be on the team, and then the Deep returns,
and then they pick the Deep return.
The Deep just I like that part,
which was a play by Homelander.
Yeah, the first thing he's like, "I choose," and then he looks at the camera and he's like, "The it's Deep," like, and then the Deep just walks up like out of nowhere, like, yeah. "He's back, motherfucker!"
Yeah, it was great.
I'm sorry, everybody, and I'm sorry about face raping Starlight. And then Homelander's like, wait, there's one more reveal. Starlight and us are dating. And she's just like, I don't know what's happening. I've lost complete control over all of this.
Yeah. So she starts building up allies because of that. She asks mm-hmm. Supersonic. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like cool about it. He's like, yeah, mm-hmm. of course, you've been there.
Yeah, at first he's in disbelief because he's like, well, Homelander's a good guy. And she's like, no, Homelander's crazy. And he's like, nah. And then he watches Homelander go do crazy shit. And he's like, okay, all right, you're onto something. Homelander's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's been watching all of this kind of play out for a while, so he's seeing it. We got Maeve, who, to the public, everyone thinks she's just been, like, drunk and doing, like, crazy partying, all that shit. Mm-hmm. But she's been pretty sober, training, in her room, prepping. So we got Maeve.
And she's just been reflecting. She's very muted so far in this season. She hasn't really done much.
Not much at all. She's given the V to Butcher, and she's kind of been just like, I'm prepping for battle, which kind of leads me to mm-hmm. believe she's going to die at the end of this season.
Some sacrificial way.
Yeah. Which is, I hope they do it better than in the comics. In the comics, like, she fights Homelander yeah. and she fucking fucks him up with the sword. But the sword is a prop and it breaks on him, and then she just fucks him up.
Yeah, it just ends with like, oh, well, it was a nice try. Done. And he just pretty much decimates her. So maybe she'll go out with like a little more of an actual twist, or he'll have like a trap set up that'll be a little more clever instead of just being wrecking her. But yeah, she's not really done so much so far. She's been kind of in the background. Because even when the big reveal happens that A-Train betrayed them, she's not implicated in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-mm. Not
at least so far, there's no acknowledgement of it.
Not at all. Not at all. So we'll see where her character leads. And then we get Supersonic kind of helping out A-Train and giving up way too much information way too quick, in my opinion.
Yeah, because A-Train's like, we need to police black communities better and not allow these crazy gun-toting vigilantes to go into it. And Homelander's like, maybe. And then Deep finally like shot him down to just try to get on Homelander's side.
Yeah.
And then and A-Train fought in the hallway and like with the most bitches fight I've seen in the entire show. It was just literally like two like kids in middle school pushing each other around, but with slight superpowers. Like they broke some setting and that's it. And
yeah,
Homelander does what like Dennis does to Mac, and It's Always Sunny. He always like tells A-Train, he's like, you fat ugly piece of shit, are you yeah. like you yeah. fucking like see your good. Goddamn love handles. A-Train's like the skinniest guy on the team, but he's always like downplaying or like he's just like, you a fat fuck, you gross so bastard.
It's so good.
It's yeah. funny because it's so like a ridiculous. It's just so unnecessary.
Yeah, it's definitely over the top. And then this arc ends with essentially Homelander taking Starlight out to fly, and then they land on a roof where we see the body of Supersonic, but mm-hmm. face smashed in, mm-hmm. limbs ripped apart.
Yep.
Just brutally mutilated.
Yeah, brutalated. Brutality.
Yeah,
like I had a Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, yeah.
This is on top of a building that he flew Starlight to.
On top of a building, which he then leaves.
Leaves her to like, he's like, you contemplate this and figure out your own way home.
Yep.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, pretty brutal, which is like just saying like you have no leverage over mm-hmm. me. It's saying like, again, like someone that she confided in, as you said, someone that she trusted is now gone. She's yeah. lost that.
You're well, losing allies, and it's not working out because like her game plan was is if they get at least with Supersonic, if they can get four other people, then they feel like they can comfortably take on Homelander. But without those numbers, it's not going to fit. It's not going to work. Which I think that's what they're building up to with the boys getting yeah. the V, is that they're going to tie in to working with those two later. Or, well, just her now. Because Supersonic's out. fucking A-Train betrayed them, so he's on Homelander's side now. So it's gonna be, man, so, he's gonna get his comeuppance eventually. It feels like they're building up for like a good death. I hope he gets hit by a train. That'd be funny. A-Train hit by a train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like a train comes towards him and then he like moves out of the way using super speed, but then he has a heart attack.
Oh shit. That would be good. I like that. Be a nice little poetic way to go down.
Oh, poor heart, my ticker. You know.
Crazy.
Where was I going? Okay, so this story is kind of like, essentially, this whole plot line is to buy time for the boys, right?
Yeah.
And the boys right now are essentially talking to little Nina to get access to Russia because they found out from the colonel that they essentially escaped to Russia with a soldier boy's body, and there's this gun.
Quote unquote gun that had managed to kill Soldier Boy, that they think if they can get his body and examine it and find out what it was, they can find out a way to reverse engineer it and kill Homelander.
Yeah. So they go to Russia with the help of little Nina, who owes...
Frenchie owes
a favor to, I guess, Sherry technically, but they're getting it. They're kind of like,
he's paying it off.
He's paying it off.
He's on the hook now.
So they're trying to get on her good side by paying that off and doing, I guess, a job for her. So they get her private jet. They go to Russia. In Russia, they go and do the job for little Nino, which is getting essentially the killing this guy.
It's an assassination.
Yeah, just a hit job
for this like Russian mogul.
They get the girl rich to guy. Do it. They get Kimiko to do it. I wish they call. I guess Butcher calls her the girl still, but everyone calls her Kimiko.
This is the same problem that Mother's Milk is having. Is that they're trying to...
And she's, like, hot now. She's not haggard anymore.
They're dramatizing her, and they're focusing more... They're making her do, like ALS and stuff, and I'm like, no, she's a savage-killing, like, character in the show, or in the comic. Like, she's just there for savagery. They're like a rabid dog that they unleash on the soups to kill. Like, for them trying to normalize her so much, it takes away from what was one of her defining characteristics, her viciousness.
What if they go back around and they're like, I can't control it, I'm a savage beast, fuck you.
That would be cool, but it's like, now they're trying, and they're focusing on, it feels like it's more of an identity nod, and less of like...
Well, that's the time, man.
Yeah.
You gotta...
Everyone's got ALS characters now, they're in the Eternals, and it's like, I get it, but it's like, if you want her talking that way, or using her phone to communicate, that is like so ridiculous. I'm like, the one in the comic was so savage that she will probably throw the phone as a weapon to murder someone.
Kal-El, no.
Yes. She just typed that though on her phone. Yeah. Like, I get it if they want to introduce a character organically like that, but when they like rebrand a character like that just to give that identity checklist, it's like, oh god, this is hard to look at.
If they develop it, it's fine. If they just leave it as this, just shallowness, you know.
Like, I'm fine with them building her and Frenchie's relationship as like they're finding camaraderie over the Stockholm syndrome that they're trapped in. That fits right for the show, but like them trying to dramatize her and normalize her and uncomic bookify her is just too weird. Because I always liked her savageness; it was interesting. It made her such a wild card. She was like the Wolverine, you know. She was the group's Wolverine.
She was the Wolverine.
Yeah. It's like when they turn Wolverine into Hugh Jackman and say like, "Jean, I love you," and all that stuff. You're like, "Ooh." Unless he says "bub" at the end of it, I don't want to fucking hear it.
You
know, I love you, bub.
You're thinking,
snick, snick.
Question is, can I get Wolverine before?
I haven't done the drops in a while. But
she does embrace her character in this moment and then go on, like, you know, becomes them. She's reluctant, but she does the murdering with a bunch of seven themed dildos, all based off of the seven.
Murders a bunch of
collect them all
with some dildos.
Yeah, this guy loves whores, had a bunch of them over, was having quite the harem, and he had a dildo for each woman.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
She turned around and used them on all of him and his henchmen.
Indeed. So they got the job done. Now they little Nina tells them of the location. It's like this Russian military facility that they're trying to break into. They get into, and essentially when they're there, they're kind of looking around. They meet Jamie, which was in the comics. In the comics, Jamie the hamster,
yes,
was essentially Tech Knight, which they still haven't introduced.
Correct.
There was like a rumor in the comics that he had a gerbil up there up his ass.
Uh-huh.
And when they killed Tech Knight, right, they uh-huh. found the gerbil.
Yes.
And then Huey kept him and called him Jamie.
Yep.
So they introduced Jamie the gerbil here, but he's like a super gerbil. He's been injected with Compound V.
He flies. Yeah, he can fly. He's super strength.
Yeah.
Like when they start tapping on his cage, he's in like a glass cage. He starts bouncing off the wall like he's Flubber or something, and he starts breaking like the glass.
Yeah, he's like because
he's super
crazy.
Fast and super strong.
Yeah. So he starts cracking the glass, and then that like sets off the alarms, and then people come in. They're battling. Things look bad. It doesn't look like they have the situation under hand. Come in. In comes Butcher with the second round of V, which we forgot to talk about that conversation. He essentially meets Huey, knows that he's taking V, and then he sees him taking a second dose.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, I want some, please.
This weird heroin analog that comes from that too, where it feels like a guy busting another guy doing heroin, and he's like, and then the other guy's like, I want to try it, and then he's like, you don't want any of this. This world I live in is dark, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, this is a little funny. Because the comics, they're just like, bottoms up.
Yeah, everyone's just like, you take a hit, we take a hit, let's all take a hit.
Let's murder people. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But he like, convinces him not to take it, is what we're led to believe.
Right?
Yeah.
So Butcher is attacking with superpowers now. He's lasering
and it's revealed to all the other boys, because the other boys didn't know it.
Yes. Now
they're all like,
Frenchie,
no, don't walk out
Kimiko,
there.
MN,
and Mother's Milk, they all know it.
They all know now.
That he's bulletproof.
He's bulletproof. He's doing all these powers. And
laser beams.
Butcher's doing like some stuff, and then all of a sudden a guy comes behind MM, and that's when
Huey teleports. Out of all his clothes.
Teleports out of his clothes and punches a dude
right through the chest,
and it's very reminiscent of the scene where he first kills a guy and the boys. I forgot the name of the superhero he kills, but
you're talking about
the
invisible guy,
and
right?
No, not in the show, in the comic.
Oh yes. Okay, comic.
Like there's a scene where he punches him, and it's the first person he kills, and he like that's the kind of they did the parallel with Translucent, where after he kills him, he was just freaking out the whole time. After mm-hmm. he punches this dude in the comic, he freaks out, and they got just the scene of him punching it. It really felt like a nod to that moment in the comic.
Yeah, he was a little concerned, but it was more comical and less like, oh my god. It was more just he's just like, oh god, I'm inside this guy and I'm naked. What's happening? I'm sorry. What do I do?
At this point, he's already killed some guys, so he's not having that same.
He's a little desensitized.
Yeah, he's already. Desensitized. He's killed some people. Things have gone down already. He's grown.
Mm-hmm.
He's grown. So they get through out of that situation, regroup, and then we see Butcher kind of rip off the door to this chamber, very mm-hmm. much like Winter Soldier in many ways.
Yeah.
Steam comes out, and then out comes Soldier Boy,
the rapper. He's singing his hit single, and it's just like, whoa, this is grossly inappropriate.
So he comes out. MM kind of panics a little bit. He freaks. Soldier Boy looks at Frenchie of all people, and he had the gun out, so he's just like, oh man, why me, pretty much. And then that's where we see
he goes nuclear.
He has this power, right? It looked like this, like almost Havoc, like
Like his chest got all bright, and then he exploded.
And then he exploded outward towards Frenchie, and then Kimiko kind of comes out, pushes him,
saves him,
and
takes the brunt of the blast.
She's fucked up
through like two walls, and is not using her healing factor for some reason afterwards.
And is not using his healing factor, which leads to believe that Soldier Boy is the gun, right? Whatever that power, whatever Russia did to him after they captured him. I imagine those aren't his powers. Those were never his powers.
Yeah, it's some weird modification that was experimented onto him that made him now do that. So now he can explode and depower people?
Debuff people, which if that's the gun, it sounds like that's the gun they were looking for. Essentially, that's what they need to. They need to debuff Homelander. Using Soldier Boy.
Which I always thought that the gun was like meant to be like a MacGuffin or red herring kind of thing to like make you think like, oh, they're gonna find just like a regular handgun and shoot him in a brutal way. But it's like, no, that's not even a thing. Like, that's Soldier Boy is still alive and he is the source. Like, that was a nice twist.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And then so Kimiko's not healing at all.
Nope.
And
buried in rubble and shit.
Buried in rubble, so they're like, fuck, we gotta get her to a Russian hospital. Fuck. Good luck.
Yeah. And Soldier Boy just books it. He just goes out the hole.
Yeah, Soldier Boy just runs. And then they...
Also naked. A lot of naked
people.
They
bail, and essentially Butcher's trying to figure out the next move, and MM's just like, I'm done here. Again, he's just all like, after what I just saw... Assuming, like, because Butcher took the V, he's just like, I'm done.
Yeah, because Butcher gave him this whole speech where he's like, I brought you into the group because you're good at keeping things together. You're supposed to be, like, the heart of the team. And so you're supposed to keep us together like the soul. And Butcher, or I mean, MM makes this whole thing where he's like, you've made that impossible. Like, we're done. Like, you destroyed the boys by lying to us and embracing the use of Compound V.
Yeah.
So it ended on like a pretty tumultuous thing, but you're like, oh shit, this is like halfway through the season. Because it is four episodes. It's not three, because they released three.
So there's going to be four more. So we're halfway through.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're halfway, and then this is like a nice little halfway kind of, you could say, culmination.
Yeah.
Like a mid-season finale.
Exactly. And that's where it ends. Well, that's where this scene kind of sums up, and then it goes into the scene with Supersonic Dime.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which we already talked about.
I totally forgot that was afterwards, because that was, as crazy as it was, the fucking scene before was way nuts. Yeah, way more nuts. They had the fight. They had the fucking reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Then damn near death. And it's like, whoa, the breakup. Shit's getting crazy.
But yeah, that's the first four seasons. Favorite moment of this season so far?
Just that it had to be that commercial with A-Train.
The A-Train commercial?
Easily.
So ridiculous.
The cops start just dancing and shit, and he's like getting down. It's just so stupid.
I just like watching that almost 30-year-old dance like a tween.
Yes, yeah, he's like fucking flossing and backpacking and
it's
shit.
It's so ridiculous.
Just Dougie it, man. Who cares? Yeah, dude. Show your age. Dougie. Fuck. What about you? What was your favorite?
I'm going to say favorite moment. Jamie, maybe? I don't know. I thought that was fun. That was just a fun little hint. It's both a nod to the comics and just like seeing a flying hamster. I just want to see like random shit like that more. Just like a random fucked up shit. Who's experimenting with V here? Who's doing this? Who's diluting it and using it as drugs? You know, we already did that kind of. But, you know, play around with it more.
That's a good scene. I guess I'm just a little bitter over the fact that Butcher's dog got so de-elevated as like a main character, that the fact that Jamie's gonna get elevated over Butcher's dog just gets a side note in one episode.
Come on.
I loved his bulldog.
He's
one of the coolest characters in the comics. I mean, Jamie's dope, don't get me wrong, because of the weird backstory and all the weird mystery behind him, but still, the Butcher's dog didn't even bit anyone.
Didn't bite anyone, hasn't humped enough.
Pissed on anything.
Yeah.
No dead soup bodies getting pissed on.
I guess they just didn't want to have like a dog wrangler on set every day.
CG hamsters are easy, but real dogs, we don't want to put effort into it, even though CG hamsters are expensive. CG's not cheap,
folks.
It's not fucking cheap.
Yeah, that was good. What was good?
Remember when they broke Huey's arm because they had to.
Huey's arm.
They're like, we have to make it look real. We have to make it look like you got roughed up. And he's like, what do you mean? And like, we're going to have a chemical break your arm. And he's like, what? And it's like,
bam. Yeah, snap.
Just done. And you're like, oh no, fuck. That was a good scene. That was a good fucking scene. The fight in the garage was good because of just the special gun effects.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate though. Those would be my top three.
Was it good?
The commercial, the arm, and the fight in the garage.
Fight in the garage with the gunpowder. Yeah.
So do you think they're going to reveal that there was an earlier Soldier Boy, or that this is the second, or is this just going to be the one Soldier Boy?
I think they just fused this into one.
Because there's like three, right?
There's three, I believe. There's two era of Vietnam, a World War II, and a present.
Which makes sense why Stormfront was a part of it, because Stormfront, World War II, and all that.
Yeah.
That'll fit, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So I don't know where they're going to go with it. That's the thing. I didn't expect Supersonic to die so soon. I expected him to die probably.
Yes, but not like so this.
Soon.
So the octopus. The deep having to eat his friend.
Forgot about the octopus.
He's got family.
Ridiculous. He's got family.
He's begging for his life. He's praying. Please don't eat this. It's just the blood.
Just eating.
Gushing out of his mouth. The black blood. Ooh.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. That was a great scene.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was definitely. That's up there.
They brought back around to Homelander and those tense moments again of him just like he could kill you at any moment. So are you going to do what he says or are you going to not? It's interesting.
Yeah, because they had Nadia betray Gustavo's character and like fucking sell him out at the end of this episode as well. So now he's no longer ousted as the head of CEO of Vite Industries.
Which was a move on
Homelander's part, putting pressure on her,
kind of shifting, trying to play his hand,
and out of freaking out, she injected her daughter with Compound V.
Doing that to protect.
To protect her,
physically protect her,
so she could protect herself against Homelander. But like the daughter was suffering in pain, and she's like, "It's okay, it's okay." It's very sociopathic and scary.
Yeah,
like wow, you do that to your own kid, and then try to comfort them through it. Like, is it nothing? Like they're getting their teeth pulled or something, like a shot.
Yeah,
it's all right. It's all right.
Shit must have hurt.
My blood is on fire.
Like, what is happening?
They made it sound like she was transforming. It was
weird. Crunchy bone noises, right?
Like, is she going to turn into the thing or something? That'd be funny.
That was weird.
You did this to me, by the way.
She has bone disease or some shit.
She's also from like Brooklyn now. It's weird.
Hey.
This is crazy. But that was a good reveal because then she sets him up and he's getting kind of carted off and out of the picture. So now Homelander has no checks and balances.
Yeah.
So that's why he kills off Supersonic and now it's like the deck chair changed. There was so much progression in these few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like it took a lot to happen.
So much in the last two seasons.
Even two like was so slow.
Too slow. First season was a little slow.
This took the best from like worked the best in first season and what worked the best in the comics and kind of find a way to conflate them both.
Yeah.
And if they keep this up, this will be easily my favorite season.
Yeah. Yeah, so far it's up there. It's up there, but we'll see. We'll probably do another one, a part two of the last four, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Somewhere down the line. We'll see how it goes. But that was pretty much the first four episodes. Let us know what you think. Any last thoughts?
They brought back Homelander's kid a lot too, and like he's got like a lot of red flags and no one seems to be acknowledging it. He was like telling like Butcher, he's like, I've been like paying attention to your breathing and your blood rate, and like I noticed you're stressed, and like really creepy like stalker shit where he's like, I noticed your breathing changed. And and then when like Butcher tried to leave, he was just like trying to forcefully restrain him, and then his eyes glowed, and like no one, like Butcher was just like, let me go, I want to leave. But then no one like stood in and said like, hey, you know, this kid's probably gonna be another Homelander. We should deal with this.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I think is going to pop off, that they're leaving open.
That's the thing. You think he's going to actually, like, work with
him? Like, the
him?
Kids... Well, no. Somehow...
Or, like, kill him.
It's
going to
be a separate problem.
Thing,
right? It's going to be an issue aside from Homelander.
Gotcha.
Like, this will be a subplot where he, like, the kid accidentally kills someone and now they have to fight him. Like, what if, like, Butcher has to put him down? That'd be pretty crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you
think they'll get to the end, the same end as the comic where Butcher kills everyone? Yeah, like where he like cleans up like fucking Long John Silver and just gunning people down.
I think so, based off of how they're going and how they're showing his character progression. They're making him more like Homelander.
Mm.
I think they are.
I'm concerned that they're going to change gears and make a kumbaya ending where they're like, we did it, team. We all ended together, looking into the sunset, holding each other in like a five-person hug.
I hope not.
Or
that
something.
That would be weird. What if they just did like the whole ending at the White House and then after that ends, hard cut?
Yes, just blood splattered on everything and everywhere. Fucking Black Noir just fucking broke open and with Homelander broke open and just end. Fade to black. Yeah, that would be good.
That would be interesting.
I could be done with that.
Yeah, I'd be done with that too. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Let us know what you think. But that'll do it for us this week, folks. Remember, the robots will kill you. So, get down on those episodes of The Boys quick. I'm sure you already watched them.
Yeah.
We're kind of late to the game, but it's all good. It's all good. We think about it. We process things.
Happens in real time.
Yeah. Coming next week, hey, top 10 fun facts about Miss Marvel, hey.
Aww.
We could do that. We could be that person. We could be those people.
We could. We could. I mean, we could also kill ourselves.
Sure.
We do a lot of things.
Sure. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of options in town.
The world is your oyster. Mm-hmm.